this year, 8 of the 10 countries on the list are within Africa. Topping the list is the Democratic Republic of Congo, which currently has more than 20 million people in need of humanitarian assistance and protection. There's also 27 million people facing food insecurity. And despite the rise in displacement, we aren't hearing about it on the media, except for when a volcano erupts, which we unfortunately are dealing with now, which is yet another crisis facing that country. Despite the increase in violence and people fleeing their homes, we haven't seen any new initiatives on the international diplomatic level. And in terms of funding, this year, the international community to address humanitarian concerns has requested $2 billion, and to date, only 12% is funded. The other countries on the list, many of them are in Central and West Africa. So this includes Cameroon, Burundi, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, the Central African Republic, and Mali.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic worsened the situation?
Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected the entire world. And countries, generous donor countries who normally provide a lot of financing to support countries that are affected by conflict, obviously have internal domestic concerns. Their economies have taken a turn for the worse. There is a need to finance the public health response in those countries. And so the amount of funding available to go to other countries in need, we are seeing a reduction. But I think the second thing that affects people every single day is some of the public health measures. You know, we refer to the secondary consequences of borders being closed, markets being closed, schools being closed. This has really affected people's ability to have their livelihoods continue. So another downturn economically at a national level in many of these countries, but at a household level where, you know, people aren't able to access their farms, they aren't able to sell at the market. There has been really negative consequences in terms of the economic capacity of individuals linked to the pandemic.
What needs to be done, especially now that COVID-19 continues to make the situation worse?
The COVAX initiative, which is to ensure that all countries have access to the vaccine, is critical. The pandemic does not know any borders, and if people don't have access to the vaccine across the world, we will continue to live with the consequences. I think we also have to be very frank, however, if countries on this list, you know, it is conflict. And so there is a need to address, you know, the root causes of these conflicts, a need to finance a humanitarian response so people can live in safety, have access to food and water, and ensure their children can go to school. So while there is a need to focus on the pandemic, we have to continue also to ensure other types of humanitarian responses.
How much of the donor fatigue is in play as the rich countries focus more inward than usual?
I think we need to remain optimistic and hope that countries will be able to continue to support. Unfortunately, donor fatigue isn't just linked to the crisis. If we look at the Democratic Republic of Congo, for instance, you know, last year its funding was only met at something like 38-39%. All of these countries that I'm mentioning never receive funding more than 50% of what the actual needs are. So donor fatigue, but also there are real questions about where donors do provide their money. There are geopolitical concerns at play. And so how we ensure that donor financing is based on needs of people, not in the country in which they find themselves, is really a message we have to continue to push for.